Many adopted man's in church.
That's correct.
But when it becomes Christians, the world adopts us into this family. We become his children as of the kingdom of God. We are the manifestations of Christ, we are in Christ. So whatever we do with Christ is the ministry of us. We are brothers and sisters of Jesus in God's family. How can a person then do the same? Well, brother, have a sister. Why not? In some churches, that's very handy.
You can't do that here, aren't you?
So the message is that we are married to our children of God. You must remember the occasion that Jesus was filled with the load of power. You spoke your family outside, your mother, your brother, your sister, or you speak to and Jesus said, just a anyone who does the will of my heart is my brother and sister. In other words, he's not saying I'm rejecting my own family, but he's saying the kingdom of God, we have a new family. People can ask why they have to go to church together, as if attendance is some tiresome duty forced upon them. But when you realize what's happened to you when you become a Christian, when you discover the depth of what being in Christ really means, then you begin to doubt that this is your true family, that you become. When you join the people of God. The true point of us meeting together is, of course, worship, that's what we're doing, when we come together on Sunday, but also fellowship together. In other words, relationship, vertically with God, horizontally with our brothers and sisters in Christ. Some churches even have welcome homes. Over the door or up the front of the church or there on the screen, wherever it may be. Our movie has a great purpose. It's profoundly true. You know, in some of our homes, some of our family homes and houses, of course, but in a very deep sense, the people of God, the family of God, who is our true home, the kingdom of God begins here. Some Christians, I know, believe that faith is an individual thing. My faith is God. But we don't need that faith. They can have faith alone without faith in the church. So then, let me ask, why are they always on their phones or social media in that faith? You have to be in trouble with that relationship. And we want everything, but then we don't want. We sit together with other people in the room, walking down and screaming. We don't really need a name for relationship. Relationship with God and relationship with other people. And yet we find relationships so different in terms of worlds. I think maybe it is hardly worse than 7 years of consequences. We break up, and then we make up again. We try a relationship here, and then it fails, and then we try again. We want the best relationships, the truest relationships, are those who are responsible for connections. And I think those strongest of all is faith in Jesus Christ, or rather the person of Jesus himself, the being in Christ together. Fundamentally, that's why we're the church. That's why we're here. Not because there's anything particularly wonderful about the institution or building or any of that. It's who we are. We're God together. We are in Christ together. We are family. And that means that a small God experience that is not caused by the world of sin. We share that unity in Christ that Job wrote about in our reading from Ephesians to explain how Jews and Gentiles originally were separated, divided, quite different people. Temple in Jerusalem, the building in Jerusalem, had several sort of areas, courts, if you like, and the outermost court was all the Gentiles, the strangers, the aliens, the foreigners, anyone who could come, anyone who wanted to. But then there was a hall, what they called the divine hall of the Spirit, and this side of the house was the hall of the Jews. The Jews were allowed to gather. Jesus had broken down that barrier, the divine wall of the Spirit, and destroyed the separation. And I made a call one people, one building in Christ. This introduction to this series of people is rather first of all, he quoted Matthew and Revelation. Jesus said, wherever two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I with them. Jesus is saying that our unity together, even just two or three, depends on Jesus. He is the one joining us together. He is the one. And then Peter also wrote in Hebrews chapter 10. Let us consider how we may spur one another towards love and good deeds. Not doing our people together as some of them have to do, but encouraging one another. And all the more as we see the day of approaching to the third world. And we can only do that because encouraging is not just I will chit-chat with other Christians. Co-culture means Christ-centered sharing of our experience of God and our understanding of life. Praying and supporting each other and doing support and encouragement as a community. The things we gather together is not just a chapter, but we focus on what unites us. What's important in Christ, the spiritual aspect. So when we meet together as Christians, of course we have heart, of course we are loving ourselves. But we don't understand that we can do it completely about faith. I remember one elderly Christian I knew who was already in the heart of his faith and what his name was or why it was and so on. But it was one thing that we all realized was putting all the community. How are you with Jesus? How's your relationship? If you're not already part of one of our network groups, I would encourage you to join them. First, to join them. This is the discord on the screen, and the community one on this one is a big thing. I have a little on there. This is set again on the national is pretty good assurance. But our groups, I think, are the best way to encourage one another. You're also my shelter in some service. Either service out of the world, that's in a food bank or street hospitals, or going to the local level, that's working the church people. Our messenger, this work, we're part of the work, and so much of that service. As a reward, I want to listen to the final statement. And I just say, if I do that to you, there are two ways out. One is you can go out through the office and then go to the other is behind the door of the car and the door of the land. He doesn't say that's the way to escape. We can make a direct and honest to it. The message is a wonderful way to serve. It's encouraging to see children and parents pouring and coming to know God and to read His word. Working with other Christians. in the city. Yes. How is he supposed to learn? Although I am finally in the prayer of worship, I'm going to have not food, but also it is nourishing that the Christian service is not exercised to itself. Hope it grows strong out there. Hope it is water to come to the food itself. The third person is joy through fellowship.